April 16, 1931. Courage is of resolute souls. Six angels with Jesus at the head of them. How the acts done in the divine will are pledges of infinite value, eternal bonds, chains not subject to breaking. My life continues under the empire of the eternal fiat that envelopes me, inside and outside of me, and makes me feel its infinite weight. And I, like an atom, remain enveloped by this infinity that has no limits, and as much as I love it and long for it, I feel vividly the pain of my human will, crushed and almost dying under the empire of a divine will, immense and eternal. My Jesus, help me, and give me strength in the painful state I find myself in. My poor heart bleeds and seeks a refuge in so many pains. You alone, my Jesus, can help me. Oh, please. Help me, do not abandon me. And while my poor soul was pouring itself out in sorrow, my sweet Jesus made himself seen in my interior crucified, with six angels, three on the right and three on the left of his adorable person. Each of these angels held a crown in his hands, studded with most refulgent gems, in act of offering them to our Lord. I remained surprised in seeing this, and my beloved Jesus told me, "Courage, my daughter, courage is of souls resolute to do good. They are imperturbable under any storm. And while they hear the roaring of the thunders and lightnings to the point of trembling, and remain under the pouring rain that pours over them, they use the water to be washed and come out more beautiful. And heedless of the storm, they are more than ever resolute and courageous in not moving from the good they have started. Discouragement is of irresolute souls, who never arrive at accomplishing a good. Courage sets the way. Courage puts to flight any storm. Courage is the bread of the strong. Courage is the warlike one that knows how to win any battle. Therefore, good daughter, courage. Do not fear. And besides, what do you fear? I gave you six angels for your custody. Each of them has the task to guide you through the interminable ways of my eternal volition, so that you may requite with your acts, with your love, what the divine will did by pronouncing six fiats in creation. So, each angel is entrusted one fiat and what came out of this fiat, to call you to requite each of these fiats, even with the sacrifice of your life. These angels gather your acts and form with them a crown, and, prostrate, they offer it to the divinity as requital for what our divine will did, so that it may be known and form its kingdom upon earth. But this is not all. I myself am at the head of these angels, guiding you and watching over you in everything, and forming in you the very acts and that love that is needed so that you may have sufficient love to be able to requite so many great works of our supreme volition. Therefore, do not stop. You have much to do. You have to follow I who never stop. You have to follow the angels, because they want to fulfill their task entrusted to them. You have to fulfill your mission of daughter of the divine will. After this, I was feeling concerned, and, fearing, I thought to myself, the circumstances of my life are most painful, so much so, that oftentimes I feel myself succumbing under so long a storm, that gives no sign of ending. On the contrary, it often seems to rage more, and if our Lord does not give me help and superabundant grace, my weakness is so great, that I feel as if I wanted to go out of the divine will. And if, may it never be, this happens poor me, everything will be lost. But while I was thinking this, my adorable Jesus, extending his arms toward me in act of sustaining me, told me, "My daughter, you must know that the acts done in my divine will are everlasting and inseparable from God, and they leave the continuous memory that the soul had the good of operating together with a divine will, and that God had the creature with himself to let her operate with his own divine will. This happy, operative and holy memory makes us always keep our eyes over each other, God and the soul, in such a way that we remain unforgettable one to the other. So much so, that if the creature had the misfortune of going out of our will, she will go wandering, she will wander far, but will feel the eye of her God over her, calling her sweetly, and her own eye toward he who is watching her continuously. And even if she goes wandering, she feels the irresistible need, the strong chains that pull her into the arms of her Creator. This happened to Adam, because the beginning of his life was lived in my divine will. Even though he sinned, was cast out of Eden, went wandering for all his life, yet, was he perhaps lost? Oh no. Because he felt over himself the power of our will in which he had operated. He felt our eye watching him and drawing his eye to watch us, as well as the dear memory that the first fruits of his acts had had life in our will. You cannot comprehend all the good and what it means to operate in our will. By operating in it, the soul acquires as many pledges of infinite value for as many acts as she does in our fiat. And these pledges remain in God Himself, because the creature does not have the capacity or the place in which to keep them, so great is the value they contain. And can you ever think that while we have these pledges of infinite value of the creature, we would permit that she to whom these pledges so precious belong, be lost? Oh no. No. Therefore, do not fear, the acts done in our will are eternal bonds, chains not subject to breaking. And suppose you went out of our divine will, which will not be, you can go out, but your acts remain, nor can they go out, because they were done in our house, and the creature has her rights for as long as she remains in our house, that is, in our will. As soon as she goes out of it, she loses her rights. However, these acts will have such power as to call back she who was their possessor. Therefore, do not want to trouble the peace of your heart. Abandon yourself in me, and do not fear. Fiat.